Follow your favorite football team with the Houston Texans mobile app. Texans tumble 34-31 to the New England Patriots on Sunday at Reliance Stadium. This Sonic game recap goes inside the locker room, and here's what happened in the defeat.
Every single loss hurts extremely bad.
How would you characterize the defense playing the second half?
Not good enough to win.
And that's what frustrates you so much?
Yeah, we're on a 10-game losing streak. That frustrates me very, very much.
What did Gary tell y'all afterwards? Did you whip if you wouldn't mind sharing?
That's more in the locker room stuff. We'll keep that in the locker room.
So were you pretty pleased with the play after the first half?
Obviously at halftime, feeling pretty good. We need to come out in the second half and find a way to win, and we didn't do that today.
What did you think you were doing in the first half that was working?
We got a little momentum going. We made some plays, and you get a little momentum going on your side. And, we didn't do that in the second half. We didn't make the plays we needed to make.
You know, we wanted this game. You know, we haven't forgot, you know, what they had done to us over the years. So it was definitely a game that we wanted. Everyone know that, you know, we all had to step up and do our parts. You know, we just didn't make enough plays to get that done.
Did you see something different from them in the second half, especially in the fourth quarter defensively?
They started blitzing a little more. You know, but at the end of the day, when they blitz, we're going man. They're going man, and stuff. You know, we just got to find a way to make plays.
And how much more painful is this, coming that close to the, you're losing a couple of 53-yard field goals at home to them, given all that y'all been through?
It's tough. It's very tough. Like I said, but you know, we just got to keep fighting. I think that we did play. We played pretty good today. You know, for the first time in a while. So I'm excited about that. You know, hopefully we can build off from that. You know, there's no moral victories. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, at least we play a little better than we have the last couple of weeks.
Is it different with these games being so close? Is it tougher?
Yeah, it's definitely different. I'm one of those people. To lose by 3 and 5 and, you know, like that, it was definitely upsetting and frustrating, you know, knowing that we're so close, you know, to getting the win, you know, and, you know, that's been the case pretty much majority of the year for us. So every time it's the case where, you know, a couple plays here and there could have determined the whole outcome of the game, you know. So, you know, as a team, like I said, man, we fought hard, we fought to the end, and again, it, you know, we kind of came up short.
You know, and it was a big point of emphasis this week, you know, trying to stay on the field as much as possible. And we did a great job of making our, you know, second and longs and the third and shorts, you know, and not putting ourselves in those tough situations. And we did a great job converting. You know, we ran the ball well on those third and shorts. If we had to pick up some blitzes in third and long, we did a great job of that. And that's very encouraging.
I mean, you guys have played both teams that were in the Super Bowl last year, Seattle, Kansas City. But what's your assessment of the Patriots now that you've gone against them?
They're a great team. You know, they have been all year. You know you're going to be in for a battle. And I don't care how the game is going early on. It's always going to come down to one or two plays in the end. That's the kind of team they are. That's the kind of ability they have. And, you know, they're a great team.
You guys haven't had a lot of picks this year. Talk about yours today.
It was just one, you know, we kind of went to a coverage. I was on Gronkowski, just made a play on the ball. Nothing spectacular about it, you know, just one of the plays the team expect me to make.
Jonathan, they may have already asked you this question, but what happened differently second half where they were able to get their receivers open all over the field as opposed to y'all did a pretty good job on first half?
They just, you know, spreading the ball out, you know. Like I told them earlier, Brady doesn't have a specific guy, you know, where it's going to be, you know, the ball's going to go to this guy majority of the time. He spreads it out, you know, to everyone. You know, I think coming into this game, the running back was the leading receiver. So, you know, he makes you defend the whole field.
Jonathan, how tough was it to have a great effort today, still come up short?
You know, we're still searching. You know, anytime you play like that, you expect to get something out of it. But, you know, in this business, it's hard to get a win. And today was a prime example of it.
It's more to me to be a rival to them than anybody else, you know, because they the best, and you want to be the best against the best. So it's going to be hard to kind of let this one go because we know we had it.
What do you take away from this game?
You got to put them down when you got a chance to put them down, because I definitely know we had a chance to put this team down, and that is not a stretch. You know, it's not an exaggeration. We had opportunities to put this team away.
Why do you think this team fails to adjust that in the second half of games?
That's a Chinese riddle for you. I don't know.
They're a great team. You know, they went in the locker room seeing some things that we've done throughout the first half, and they made their adjustments. You know, we made adjustments as well, but they were able to make more plays than we did, and they came out with the win. You know, playing a guy like Brady, playing the Patriots, you know you're going to get their best each and every time. You're going to get a tough guy that, you know, he knows what you're doing on the field at every single moment of the game. So it just comes down to, you know, whether we can make more plays than they do, and they made more plays.
You had them under wraps in the first half, just as Denver did last week.
Yep. And we knew what they were capable of doing coming down in the second half, and you know, they just made more plays than we did, and they got the W.
Our offense, they did as well as they could, you know, and then defensively, you know, we just can't give up, you know, all those touches, and I mean, it comes down to, you know, one or two plays, you know, stopping the Patriots from, you know, scoring and putting the points up on us. And I mean, we just got to be more solid as a defense.
What happened? What's the difference in second half versus first in terms of adjustments and things you're doing out there?
I mean, we did our adjustments and things like that, but I mean, you know, they did their adjustments also, and you know, they sped the ball up on us a little bit. You know, after a big play, they got right back on the line and didn't get some things communicated, and you know, that kind of hurt us a little bit.
Miscommunication, how big a factor was that in what you're talking about?
I mean, it's a huge factor, especially when, you know, things like me and Brooks have to be on, you know, different sides because Brooks would be dropping. You know, he's the Sam linebacker, I'm the Will linebacker, I'm supposed to be rushing. Then, you know, simple things like that, and just got to get those things communicated.
When you've been in all these close games, is it, and you come out on the losing side of them, is it difficult to be confident that the team can pull them out when you're in these close games?
I mean, it's not difficult in being confident. I mean, you know, we're confident no matter what. We're going to fight till the end. And, I mean, thing is, we just got to be able to, you know, play as solid as the whole, you know, as a whole team, you know, offense, defense, and special teams.